Welcome to the Energy Studies Book Club podcast. I am Sam Smeltzer, and I'm so glad that you are joining me today for our very first episode. And today is all about books. Every episode is about books, but this is about the books that we're going to be reading this year, about the structure that you're going to hold me accountable to. This is like a big deal because like once I record this and I have to start reading, because then you can start holding me accountable. So let me like take you back a couple years when I did the very first book club. It was one of the best experiences of my life because I've made some really great friends and it grew so much through these book clubs. Way back when I started, I did it by myself, which is where we're at today. We're going to do it, you know, here with me. I'm not hiding behind anybody, growing in real time. But I started with myself and then I opened it up with kind of an open call, and we had four other individuals who showed up and were part of this podcast, being willing to be recorded as they were processing actively what they were learning from these books together and then collectively as a group. And it was just fascinating. It was just amazing. It was amazing how it all happened. Then the next evolution was they picked a book. It was like the first season where I didn't pick the books. They picked the books. And we were taken on this other journey that has impacted me and evolved me into who I am today. There's no doubt that I believe that reading is one of the best cultivation practices out there. I think that you can pick a book and you can nourish all aspects of yourself elementally through books and the way that you use them. So reading for me as a cultivation practice, I approach it a little bit differently than I would say reading my fiction books. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, I'm a huge audiobook listener. I'm a very auditory learner. It's even better if I can combine reading, so visually looking at the words and listening. But a lot of these books don't have an audiobook to them. And I know that there's like apps, because I see them when I'm doom scrolling, that could possibly read these things to me. But I also believe that the art form of audiobooks is really done by the person who is the vocal talent that reads them. I also think it's the make and break of the podcast. I mean, if you hate my voice and you hate the way that I talk, you're probably not going to listen to my podcast, right? Yeah, that's true. It's legit. And so just having a bot read it, or I mean, because there are some of these books that have been read on audiobook and I don't like the vocal talent. It just like doesn't vibe with me. It doesn't allow me to get into it. Maybe it's too monotone. It's too relaxing that I can't even stay awake for the content. So I have to read these the old school way. Like, so it feels very school-like. So to do that, because there's so much in these books, I've set myself a realistic goal. When I first started this, it would be read 10 pages a day because I was fascinated by how many books you could go through. Now, because I do a lot of things, I've toned that back and said read at least 5 pages a day. When I did that, I ended up coming up with this idea of blending 2 books at one time when you're reading for professional growth and development, or even personal development. And the reason why is because the connections between the 2 books, well, they just inevitably weave together and they create other neurological pathways and they add to each other. So I think it just brings a depth to that. So I'm going to have a primary book list and then a secondary book list with my goal of trying to read 5 pages a day from both, but always from the primary. And if I can, get 5 pages from that secondary. On top of that, I still love fiction books, and that's a huge cultivation practice for me and just nourishing my energy and nourishing my creativity. So I'm going to be reading fiction books behind the scenes. And if that's something that you're interested in as to what that might be doing, and it might even come out when I'm debriefing, but what I'm reading and how that might be impacting my debrief on these books, you know, let me know. I'm happy to share those things if you are intrigued by that. And my my fiction list of stuff, it really has gone all over the place. So what I'm reading goes in like different phases of different things that I fall into. Weirdly enough, my most recent rabbit hole that I've gone down is because of my oldest daughter, my 14-year-old. She's been making book recommendations because I guess this whole social media thing, this book talk thing, everybody is talking about certain books. And so she's always like, I've heard this is a good book, or this is a good book. Oh, if you like that book, you would like this book. So maybe she scrolls way too much, but she's been making my recommendations for that list. And so I've definitely picked up some books that I would have never picked up on my own. But it's opened my eyes to all kinds of different things. And in fact, in the last year, I've picked up a lot of fiction books that I wouldn't normally pick up because somebody's put it in my hand. But anyways, so I'm still reading that. And when I read fiction books, I read until I can't read anymore. So like, I don't want to miss part of the story. So sometimes I will read 50 pages, sometimes I'll read 2 pages. But so that's happening too. So this isn't just my only reading that I'll be doing throughout the year. This is just the reading that I'll be doing for my growth. I have picked books that I really want to go through in this slow pace. Some of them I've read excerpts from, I've done research from. Some of them I've read half and never made it through the entire way just because I was burnt out from school. And so this is my time to really immerse and take it all in this reading. I do also believe that every time that you go through and read a book, especially these books, you're going to get even another added layer of depth. You're going to hear another level of messaging because it's all tied to where you are in your life at this moment. Okay. So that's kind of the gist. Today is all about explaining what books I chose and why. And then I wanted to share with you my whole goal of pages per day, plus this idea of a primary and a secondary list. So I really went back and forth on how many books to put on my primary list. And I decided that I'm going to put 4 on my primary and 3 on my secondary. And my primary list is really built around what I'm doing for curriculum development right now. And so needing to be very much immersed in them. From cover to cover, from start to finish, from cover to cover. All right, so let's start talking about books. Stop, Sam, and show us the books, right? All right, or show, tell you, depending on if you're listening or watching on YouTube. Anyways, here's the first book. The first book on my primary list is going to be Between Heaven and Earth, A Guide to Chinese Medicine by Harriet Beinfield and Ephraim Korngold. These are licensed acupuncturists. This book is an amazing book that I've referenced for years. I probably can make an argument that I have read the entire thing, just not from cover to cover. And I also am really intrigued to read it now with completing my doctorate in medical Qigong and seeing if I can process it. When I first picked it up, it was when I was just learning about Chinese medicine. And so all of this was very overwhelming. Like I would literally read a page and I would be like, oh my gosh, I need to pause. And then I would come back and then be like, I can't remember what's on that last page. Should I go back and read that page? So my goal is that hopefully this will let me just get through. This is also the main primary text that I am using for my HR healer apprenticeship group, because I think this is a great intro to Qigong and Chinese medicine and energy theory for a baseline. And it's just, it's a really nice read. I like the way that Harriet and Ephraim write and talk about everything. It's not overwhelming. There's another book out there, which maybe will be on next year's list, that's comparable as far as base level knowledge. However, when I've read it, I don't like it so far, but maybe that's a really good one for next year. But I won't talk about that. We're going to do Between Heaven and Earth. This is going to be my first one. This is what I'm going to dive into. This is my first one for my primary list. So Between Heaven and Earth. And then We'll move into the way of the five seasons, living with the five elements for physical, emotional, and spiritual harmony by John Kirkwood. So I've had this book for a long time. Once again, I've read sections of it, but I really want to dive in from cover to cover and take this in. If you don't know anything about my business, five element theory, five phase theory, is really huge when it comes to us talking about burnout and healing and how all that goes together. And so I feel like it's time to go to that next layer and really immerse in there. So the way of the five seasons. And then we'll move to the five spirits, the alchemical acupuncture for psychological and spiritual healing by Lori Eve Deshar. I can't say the name. I'm sorry. Deshar. This book talks about the spiritual essences tied to the five elements. I've been wanting to read this book for a long time, cover to cover. Once again, you can see a lot of these books, you're going to see that I have like marked up because I use them as reference. I've read sections, I've read chapters as I've dove into certain places. But now I want to really look at it in its entirety of what I want to explore. Yeah. So, the five spirits. And Lori is one of the main teachers for another practitioner I follow, Stephanie Nosko, who has a book that's really beautiful that came out. And I was contemplating reading that from cover to cover because it's really beautiful too. That might actually be back up for my secondary list if I get through all of mine and I need another one. But she was taught by Lori, and knowing that practitioner and the respect I have for her almost elevated Lori in my head too and made this book even more of a necessity for me to get through. All right. And then the last one is, this is from a series of books. This is called The Seven Emotions, The Psychology and Health in Ancient China. This is a translation by Claude Lare and Elizabeth Rochat. De La Velle? I don't know. Sorry if I butchered the name. But this is the book. Claude and Elizabeth would basically translate classical Oriental texts, and they would group them together by topic. So there's a ton of these that I want to get through. They're beautiful. It's almost like reading poetry. And once again, you can probably see I have things marked up in my book here. Anyways. So those are my four. So once again, the seven emotions, the five spirits, the way of the five seasons, and then between heaven and earth. And then in between my secondary list, so what I'll be reading in between, I have three. The first of which that I want to dive in is Learning the Tarot by Joan Bunning. This is a tarot book for beginners. So last fall, not this past fall, the fall before, I had signed up for a tarot 101 class just for fun to try to do something different. And I got through maybe the first 2 months, and then my daughter had a pretty terrible accident. She's okay now. It just pulled all my attention towards her and her healing and being with her. And so I was unable to complete the class. Up to that point in the class, I didn't realize how much collective kind of synchronicities were between what I was learning in classical Oriental medicine and what shows up in the tarot imagery. And so I became fascinated at taking my... energetic lens of these theories and applying them to the cards. And so I want to continue doing that. So this is going to be on my secondary list to get through. This is the book that the teacher of my class had recommended. And so that's on my secondary list to look at. The next one is the fourth edition of Coactive Coaching. I've written I've read past editions of this book. I love the coactive coaching method. And I even love it more so because recently I was coached by a coactive coach and it just was absolutely amazing. And so I want to remind myself about this methodology and dive into this book a little bit deeper because I think it will just make me stronger as a practitioner. And I also, this is the book I'm recommending to my students at the college when we talk about coaching in HR development. So having a heightened awareness, I think, is good too. And then the last one is another one that I bring at the college, which I've read in sections, but I've not read it from cover to cover. And I want to because my students absolutely love this book. It's Playful Rebellion. So maximize workplace success, Playful Rebellion Through the Power of Play by Gary Ware. And this book is just light and fun. And you can see I have little markings in there too. So I've made notes, but I want to read this from cover to cover and have the full Gary Ware experience in the Playful Rebellion. And we use play a lot for healing. So I think this is going to add to that as well. So those are my 7 books that I've picked up and are my list. And so in the next episode, I will tell you how far I have gotten in between heaven and earth and starting in my tarot learning book, and we'll debrief and talk about some interesting themes from there. I wish I could tell you what they were, but I haven't started reading the book yet, so I can make a guess, but we'll just wait. All right. And if you missed it because you didn't listen to the trailer, did you know that I wrote and sang a theme song for this? Yeah? Did you know that? Well, if not, because you listened to the episode, you get to hear it. Here it is. All right. Until next time, I'm so grateful that you're here, and thank you for listening to the Energy Studies Book Club podcast. Some books stir up your memory, some books open up your chest, some will shake your old assumptions, some will guide you into rest, but all of them are teachers in the quiet of your day, helping mind and body listen in a steady, grounded way. Readings, cultivation, a whole body conversation, every book an invitation into deeper exploration, every page a connection, a mirror for reflection. Come read and let your chi hold you. Join me and read together. Join me and read together.